Comrades Marathon 2019 has come and gone, and it was another phenomenal race. Really well done to Gav Desteyn, breaking 6 hours, first woman to do so on the upround to take the women's title, and then a very closely fought men's race. Pongwusum Temba was going for a third in a row. He's 1-3 overall as well, and just losing out to Edward Matibe. Great run by Edward Matibe, but Bonga Musa joins me now on the line. Bonga Musa, you guys really pushed each other hard there at the finish. It was a fantastic race this year, wasn't it?
Absolutely, my brother. It was a fantastic race. I think, I mean, I believe so many people who was watching on TV, they were so excited to see the guys battling, I mean, towards the end of the race. I mean, I can't complain about anything. I mean, David, he played, Edward, he plays his game, and at the end of the day, he was the man to stand. So I was, I came behind him. But he ran really well. And I'm not disappointed at all. You know, I gave it all, and I ran my own race. Unfortunately, it wasn't about to be the first one to break the rope. But I'll also like to congratulate Edward. He ran very well. I'm so happy for him and proud of him, especially because he's even from here in South Africa. You know, that's a huge, you know, achievement.
Yeah, always great to see another title go the way of a South African. What did you find was different this year on the up? I know it was a little bit cold on the start. Did you find that the guys took up the pace very quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting that because the guys were going to be fast. Plus, you know, there were so many guys who ran Comrade for the first time. And those guys, they don't know how to run Comrade. So it seems as they've been told that you guys must be with Bongwusa. You guys must run with Bongwusa. So you could have even see the punch from the beginning was so huge. It was so difficult to run, even to grab the water on the water station. So it's one of those things. But at the end of the day, my brother, I don't want to complain about anything. You know, I've lost the race, and I'm proud of myself because, you know, coming back from two oceans and also do well like I did in Comrade. So I'm very happy. I'm looking forward to take a rest, take it easy, starting again for next year.
You talked to me last year about being in the process of a 7-year plan, which means you've still got, what, at least 3-4 years on that. Is that still the goal? I mean, you still know that you will be at the top end of the sport of Comrades for the next few years?
I'm fully confident of that. I'm still going to do well in Comrade. You know, I'm still going to give it all. I'm keen to do that in the next few years. And because there is no other races that I'm going to do like now, I'm going to race now up until next year. Maybe I'm going to do any races just before Comrades. So then I think that's what the plan like right now. I mean, going forward in those few years.
Well, Musa, I also want to ask you, I mean, it's always difficult. You see this elite bunch, you know you all together, you know the guys who generally have done well over the last couple of years. How do you know which is the sort of move to follow, who you can let get away? I mean, I know we saw David Gatale take up the pace. How do you, as a runner, decide, okay, wait, this is the move that I think I need to mark?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's better. Like the previous 3 years, since they cut off the hotspot, I must say, my opinion, it's been better because in the previous years it was so difficult because the guys they were just like flying, but at the end of the day you'll find that no, they were chasing the hotspot, you know. And now it's so easier because the guys they will be in that group. You will be able to see who's up front, who's taking the lead, who's going forward in that band. Then you can look who's going, then you can see that is it the right time, because I remember quite clear that even like on Sunday, David and Edward, there was some point that where they just pick up the pace, and I just circled behind them and giving them, even it was about 200 meters, so I just gave them that distance because I knew that I want to see who's going to respond first. And I saw the guys didn't respond. They were just waiting for me whether I'm making a move to David. Then by the time I'm trying to catch into David, we just left all these guys up until we were only like 4 on the bunch. Then from there towards Helicine Flat, coming to Kemba, to Kitchorish, Kemba Dan. I mean, that's where the race started. And that's where I felt like, no, I'm even now, I can able to grab my water. I can able to get, you know, all my stuff that I needed to the water tables.
Well, Musa, I mean, you've been seconded by 32GI and more specifically Mark Wolf for a good few years now. Tell me, though, a fantastic new product that's been launched into the market is Race Pro. How did you find that that new product worked? I mean, it's ideally suited to ultra running and ultra events and multi-day events. How did you find Race Pro?
What is nice about that program is that even Mark is always being in Comrade, so he knows exactly how to mix the Race Pro. So, I mean, it's fantastic. You know, I've never felt any problem on the road. I've never felt even any hunger or any maybe dizziness or something. I was fully focused from the start, because I've used that 2 hours before I start the race. And also, every the mark, that's where I used to see Mark. I've always grabbed the pocket whenever he gave me. And we are also like to thank Mark. You know, I remember I spoke with him even afterward when he sent me the message, and I even phoned him, because sometimes in our sport we need guys like Mark. You know, this guy is just spend his time with the athlete. He knows the struggle of the athlete. So, I mean, we like to thank him, even his product. I also believe our relationship that we have is going to grow strength from strength. You know, I mean, last year I had the present from them, and hopefully going forward we will still be together. It's such a nice product, and I'm very happy with it. Even it's worked, even for recovery. I've just used it, even now, where I'm still in a recovery process.
From the King of Comrades to a pretender to his throne, who agonizingly just missed out on gold in his debut Comrades.
My name is Kosikhona Mhlakwana, 26 years old, Mr. Prize Elite Athlete, coached by Mr. Prodigal Khumalo. For being an average runner like me and attempting the Comrades Marathon at this age of 26 years, it's quite interesting. But if you look at the likes of Mr. Prodigal Khumalo, Bodibong Musamtembu, Gift Kelege, Ludwig Mamabolo, all of these top contenders, this age that I am at now, is the right age to start the Comrade Marathon. I passed Gordon, and when I passed Gordon and Sia, I was so happy. I was going very fine, but after that, under the bridge, there was a speed hump there, and then my legs were not supposed to go over something like that to the finish. And I think that's where I lost the rhythm, and I had to pull up and be strong mentally and forget that my legs have stopped. For me, being number 11 on my first Comrade Marathon, it's very interesting, because now I can call myself a true Comrade Marathon runner.
On the other end of the spectrum, former champion and 10-time gold medalist Sean Mickeljohn bounced back from a disappointing 2018 to earn his triple green.
Unfortunately, at 60 kilometres, my hamstring tore, which resulted in me withdrawing from my first ever Comrades race on my 30th attempt. So coming back this year, I guess I had a little bit of fear and doubt in the back of my mind. So I approached the race a lot more cautiously than I normally do, which was not a bad thing. And soon into the run, I started gaining in confidence when it was going well. And to get my 30th medal and finish and 20th silver really meant a lot to me.
Both Sean and Kashta were well fueled along the route.
At about 3:15 in the morning, I had a 400ml serving of Choc Recover as part of my pre-race meal, and then going into the race, I took 600ml about an hour before of Endure to keep me hydrated for that first hour. And then after that first hour into the race, I switched over to the race high intensity sports drink, which I had every 6Ks approximately, and I switched over on every third drink to the new Race Pro Supercarb Protein Drink. And that just, the combination of those thrown in with the G-Shots from about 30Ks, and I kept those apart for about every 10Ks up till the finish, just kept the energy levels constant throughout the race, and I found it fueled me perfectly, so much so that when I crested Polly Shorts, I ran my quickest split the whole day into the finish and felt properly energized and hydrated throughout the events.
All in all, using the 2GI along the way helped me to see the importance of having a supplement that can help you to recover your muscle cells while you are running, and also be able to refuel your lost electrolytes on your body.
If you needed any more inspiration with the last word, here's Kashta.
To everyone that's believing that it's not possible, they must change the mentality that it is possible and everyone can make it on the day, because we all work hard for such achievement.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.